The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, 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 what's up, shawty? I swear every week it's going to be different. Welcome to How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes. So our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. This is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news or anything interesting that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys remember, maybe last week or the week before, who knows, I said that JYP Entertainment has announced that he will be debuting a new girl group in February 2022.
Oh, yeah.
So the agency also announced the release of a limited edition package titled Blind Package that will include the group's debut single in the form of a limited edition CD, as well as a photo book, photo card, poster, premium membership card, and more. The package is only available for pre-sale from the 16th to the 25th of July. So I'm thinking, who gonna buy this? Because you don't even know who's in the group. What's the sound? Nothing.
The people that want to be like, I stan them before I knew who they were.
Well, you are right about that, because on the 22nd of July, JYP Entertainment announced that the Blind Package had reached over 39,000 pre-orders in just 5 days. While the figure is very impressive for a rookie group, it's even more remarkable as I said, there's no information about the group and its members. So let's hope it's good, child, because I feel like people won't care if it's good. I feel like there's, well, obviously there are people that all care that it's good, but I feel like I don't know that these people still exist, where there's people that they stan companies. So they'll just lap up anything that their favorite company would produce.
Yeah, true. Well, JYP's made good girl groups in the past, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, I think JYP is a good company for girl groups.
Mm.
In terms of sound and stuff. But would you, like, buy a Blind Package, essentially?
Babe, I don't even buy albums when I know who they are. So.
On the 26th of July, Billboard announced that BTS's hit Butter has retaken the number one spot on the Hot 100 Billboard, making it the most popular song in the United States.
Wow.
So last week, BTS made history by replacing themselves, okay, because that's the only competition they have out here, honey, at number one on the Hot 100 with their new single, Permission to Dance. And that overtook Butter, which it held the top spot for 7 weeks straight. This week, Butter rises again to the number one position, taking the position back from Permission to Dance. This gives BTS the new record of being the first ever act to replace itself at number one on the Hot 100 with a new leader, and then send the previous number one back to the top spot, with no other act holding a top spot in between. This week marks the 8th non-consecutive total week for Butter that has topped the Hot 100, which means it's now tied with Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License for the longest number one song of 2021 so far. So congratulations.
Amazing. Cool.
Beautiful gowns. And last but not least, the Queen, CL, is going to be making a comeback mid-August. So this was really reported by Exports News. Later on that same day, a source from her label, Very Cherry, revealed CL is preparing a new song with the goal of releasing it within the summer. So, yay. Look out for that. So yeah, that was Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there are any stories you want me to butcher, then hit us up on socials at How You At You, or you can use the hashtag How You At You. All right, so moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea or games. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. So Shay, take it away.
Thank you. Just very briefly before we do go on to our first unpopular opinion, you said CL and like it made me remember. I think she's going to appear on like some new show, like some street woman fighter show.
Oh.
I think she's on it. I saw that Jessie's on it. Taeyong is also there from NCT and Kang Daniel and some other people.
Oh.
And I think it's like, I don't know, it's giving very much Sen Uni. It looks like they're going to fight each other. And it's like these girls doing something for something. I don't think it's just rapping. I think it's performing as well. But interesting.
But it's called Street Fighter?
I think it's like street. Let me search it up. Let's get the information. Because
I thought they were going to fight.
It's like Street Woman Fighter, Mnet.
So where's Kang Daniel and...
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
But no complaints.
Do you see what I mean?
I was also confused.
Do you see what I mean with these shows? Like, the concepts. I don't understand.
You know what? Any excuse to chill with Kang Daniel and Taeyong, like, I'm cool. Anyone else might have had a problem with it, but hey.
Maybe they're emceeing. I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're not like on the show participating. They're like judges for the show, I think.
They're like judges? Okay. Yeah. How are you going to, okay. Sure.
You know what? Let's give it a chance. Maybe by next
they're
week.
They're not fighting? It's still me. Okay. Moving on. Unpopular opinions.
So our very first unpopular opinion for today is some people need to understand that there are boundaries. Some of the jokes that I've heard y'all make about K-pop idols are quite disgusting and disrespectful. Please remember that they are still people.
I don't know what this person is referring to.
Yeah, we might have needed an example. But
I can imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure it happens. Yeah. I know some people get very worked up with the whole shipping stuff, or if people take shipping too seriously and they find that quite disrespectful, or if there's like inappropriate jokes, and I'm sure we can all work out the nature of those ones. But yeah, just being respectful, like you can have a good time without being
nasty.
Don't be nasty. Wash your hands.
Dirty pig.
Okay, our next unpopular opinion is I'm going to need people to stop acting like they know idols. Like when a scandal happens, people are so surprised and try to defend them despite evidence being shown. Like, yes, I understand it might be upsetting to find out that your fave has done something bad, but you're not the police. Calm down.
I agree. It's so annoying. I don't think it's just a K-pop thing. I think it's a celebrity thing. Exactly. I know him. I truly know. No, you do not.
It's giving very pick me energy.
Yeah, no. Like. Don't do that. Like even not even to that extent. Like just even small things. Like this is giving me flashbacks to. So you know how I do like Trash Tuesdays on my Instagram or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone. So basically people just like how you send us unpopular opinions here, similar vibes, whatever, but they're more like statement-y. So then I just basically post them and people can agree or disagree in the comments. So anyway, I think someone must have sent me an unpopular opinion or what they thought. They basically said something about Vernon from 17. I think they said that they found his smile scary or something like that. And this one girl... She doesn't even follow me, by the way.
Uh-huh.
She was very offended. And she started calling me out of my name, saying that I'm bullying. The way she was acting is like I created a montage of burning and I put like scary music and I like tagged him or something. I didn't do none of that. Like, it wasn't that serious.
I bet it wasn't like, even your statement.
It wasn't my statement. I don't find him scary. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that. It's just like, oh, he'd be disgusted. Oh, you're going to make him sad. And
oh. Like,
you don't know him. And then I was like, you know what? Let me go pre your page. This girl's obsessed. Oh. I was looking on her stories. And she was like, yeah, I'm so happy. I stand Vernon because we're both whatever star sign he is. And that means that, you know, we love family. Oh, I can't wait to marry him. I'm like, chill. Delusion. Give me delusion, honey.
And I feel like idols even do it to themselves. Like, I feel like there's a fine line between a sort of funny, clearly innocent and jokey comment and something that's outright mean.
Mm.
Like, I feel as though it's really easy to read between the two. But not to change the subject, speaking of Vernon, I love his sister. Like, she's so cute.
She is so pretty.
I love her. Like, she's vibes. I think, like, she went live and people were asking her questions about her brother. And then, like, not live. I think she's done, like, an Instagram, like, Q&A. Like, you know, when you put the thing, like, ask yeah. me something. And they were trying to ask her about Vernon a lot. And, like, she'll just reply with, like, memes and stuff or, like, make a face. Yeah, don't. Just, like, be respectful. And I think back to this unpopular opinion, like, we've spoken about this quite a lot, but your faves, not saying that some of them aren't authentically who they are shown to be, but a lot of them are playing a character to some extent. Like, they don't smile all day and they're not happy or bouncing all day, or they might not even talk the way they talk. Like, there are so many idols, especially I've seen it mostly with female idols, where we find out years down the line that their speaking voice isn't even the way they speak. So you don't always know the entirety of someone, and that doesn't mean go around thinking that everyone's bad. But if something does come out, you got to remember that you don't know these people. So it's not saying just dump them straight away, because you might have committed like a lot of years into supporting them and really have found comfort in their work, or maybe they've got you through some difficult times, but still just respect that they're human, people make mistakes and you don't know them. So our very last unpopular opinion for today is, so you know the way there's Paris syndrome, I feel like quote unquote Korea syndrome should also be a thing. Yes, I know that Paris is a city and Korea is a country. I've personally been to Korea and I feel as though it's really beautiful, but people over romanticize what they will experience when they arrive in Korea. Like, it's not Disneyland, just my opinion.
I agree. It is definitely a thing. People watch K-dramas and like, oh my God, it's going to be like this.
There's going to be blossoms and I'm going to meet the man of my dream.
Yeah. Like, honey. Mm-mm.
No, I have to agree with that one. I guess K-pop can somewhat fuel this as well, but yes. I think it's mainly from K-dramas, because obviously, like, in any show that comes from any content that comes out of a country, unless it clashes with that specific genre, it's gonna want to portray the country in a really good light. And it's not saying that Korea is terrible compared to dramas, but it's still acting, it's still fabricated to some extent. Like, we've both been to Korea and I think it's absolutely beautiful and amazing. And I personally didn't have any bad experiences out there. But you hear people sharing stories and we have to remember that not everyone everywhere is perfect.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to have the same experiences everywhere. And it isn't like this magical fairyland. And not just expecting that you'll have bad experiences from natives when you get to Korea, but vice versa. Like, some of the things that I've seen foreigners do to Koreans when they get out there is like really odd. Like, there was this one girl, I think I saw parts of her videos going around on TikTok, where she would run up to random Korean guys and like hug them to see how they would react. And I'm like, that's not normal anywhere, but especially within their culture, that's like really weird and disrespectful to some extent.
Yeah, don't be doing that.
So, yeah, don't act weird. And yeah, be careful as well. Like, I've heard a lot of, like, these club stories where, like, girls just think that, oh, like, they're all guys, like, here are lovely and they wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Like,
yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not, like, ping on Korean men. Men are trash everywhere, okay? But, like, there's this whole thought, like, oh, my gosh, like, Korean men would never. Yes, they would. Not all. I'm just saying.
But that's like, the same, like, anywhere. Not all men are going to be the same way.
That's what I'm saying. But I feel like just they have, like, this K-drama filter, like, oh, my gosh, like, Korean guys. I'm like, child, you need to.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good unpopular. Yeah, I think it should be called, like, Korea syndrome or maybe K-drama syndrome. Yeah.
You can't be going up to random guys and trying to hug them. That's really weird.
Some of the content that I've seen come out of Korea by, like, some foreigner creators, I'm just like, what went through your mind to do this? So there was obviously the girl I just mentioned. So she was just walking up to guys and, like, I think it might have been a back hug specifically that she was doing.
That's so creepy. Seeing how
they would react. That's really weird anywhere. Why would you do that? Then we have the non-Korean. I think the majority of them tend to be Asian, some Korean, but a lot of them I've seen are non-Korean YouTubers that go around and specifically target, like, black girls in Korea. And, like, they'll ask them questions. Then you have, like, the creators that title their videos, like, having lunch with my Korean boyfriend.
Oh, don't get me started.
I'm just like, Miss Girl.
I hate those channels. I really hate this. I'm sorry. Like, obviously not all of them are like that. But, like,
yeah, of course.
Why is it my Asian boyfriend with my black girlfriend? Like,
I'm just like,
really? Are we still doing this? But just coming back to, like, the whole Korea syndrome, it reminds me of, I can't remember what country it is. I think it's, like, maybe a country in Europe or whatever. I remember seeing this, like, whole TikTok about this woman because she's, like, a travel agent.
Okay.
And she basically helped this family book a place to somewhere in Europe. And basically, whilst on the trip, the family calls the travel agents, like, oh, yeah, we saw, like, these cute little cottages. Can we book tickets to go inside? And the travel agent's like, no, because that's someone's house. Yeah, but it's so cute and it's ruining our experience because we want to see what's inside. You cannot go inside a resident's place. And, like, they were really angry. Like, well, we want a refund because it ruined our experience. So there's people that really have, they don't know how to view the world. Like, they don't see other countries as real places.
It's just so odd.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, can people just sort themselves out as a whole? Like, I don't think you have to be, like, a great philosopher if you want to go somewhere. Like, you need to learn about the whole culture and everything. But I think just be respectful and act like a normal person. Exactly. I think an example of someone that, and I haven't watched all her content, but someone that does the whole foreigner wife, Korean partner quite tastefully, I would say, is someone like, I think her name's Megan Moon now. I think her name was Megan Bowen before. Her content with her husband is more tasteful. It's more like education or explaining, like, cultural differences or about their life. Like, some of the other ones I've seen is just like, hi, this is my Korean boyfriend and we're eating.
I feel like because her channel before, like, she didn't start her channel as a couple's channel.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I feel like that's, and I feel like most of her content prior to her husband or whatever was very, like, educational or, like, her experiences in Korea or whatever. So that makes sense to her. But I don't know if maybe I don't follow these channels, so again, this could be just, like, my ignorance, but I feel like most of the time when you see these channels pop up, there's so much emphasis, but, like, cringy emphasis on the fact that these two people are different. It's very weird.
Or, like, they'll, and this isn't, I know there's one prominent one it's coming to mind now. I don't know the people, I just remember the name. But I've seen channels where the channel name will be, like, something in kimchi or like the person's food and something else. And I just feel like if your ethnicity or where you're from has to be like your whole personality or your whole brand, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
There's no content or like those couples. And I've mainly like, no shade, I've mainly seen it of like Korean and white couples, like where the girl's white and the guy's Korean. And they will just like pull like really cringy pranks on each other that are very obvious. Yeah, I guess we agree. Like, I feel it's nice to want to go somewhere because you have a certain perception of it, but also be realistic as well. But that is all of our unpopular opinions for today. So thank you so much for sending those ones in. And if you want to send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests, please send them to halut@gmail.com. And now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know what we've been watching or listening to or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
On my radar is that Hula Hoop song with
Hula Hoop?
DPR, Live, and Hwasa, and Benzino. I'm sorry, let's talk about this because I feel like people just ignore the fact that Benzino's on the song. Like, do you know who Benzino is? Like, that's very rude. Like, oh my god, Hwasa, okay, that's nice. Like, she did her thing. Cool.
I'm sorry, but don't cancel me. I've probably heard some Benzino songs, but if like I was at gunpoint and I had to pull up information about him from my brain, I know that he's married to like, he's engaged to like this model.
That's
and
fine.
They're really cute together. That's all I know.
I'm not saying you have to pull up facts and be like, oh my gosh, I love his song, but just acknowledge that he's on the song.
Oh, people aren't.
I've seen a lot of people just like, oh my gosh, like I love the song of DPR11 and Hwasa. And then,
oh.
That's what I mean. I don't mean like you have to have like a whole extensive knowledge on Benzino. Like, you're not going to know every artist. That's fine. That's and if weird. Obviously, if you are a later K-pop fan or a Korean or hip-hop person, then you may not know Benzino. That's fine. But it's just like, he's on the song. And
yeah, that's
his
weird.
Verse was good. But yeah, I like the song. It's giving me Song of the Year vibes, but I feel like this year has had a lot of good songs. So, but yeah, that's on my radar.
Oh, cool. I need to listen to it still, but I've seen it pop up on my YouTube, so I'll check out after. My radar. Dio had some music that came out.
I haven't listened yet, but yes.
I only listened to, I think it's called Rose. It's just like, I don't know. It's like very sweet and like warm. Yeah, it's beautiful gowns. Yeah, so love that. Love that for him.
Is it like, what's the song? Is it ballady or?
I don't know. It kind of gives, it wouldn't be like a K-drama OST, but it would be the song that comes up like whenever the two leads are like about to have a moment, that kind of vibe. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's very cute and sweet. I think the entire album is out, but I haven't listened to the rest yet.
So that is the end, folks. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests to halut@gmail.com or drop us a DM on socials.
Yes, I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, @kpopbooks_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram @thekway_100 and on TikTok @thekway_.
Oh, she knows her app, people.
Yes. If something else pops up, don't worry about it.
Anyways, until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.